The ceremony that was witnessed today, under normal circumstances, should have not been held, because signing in ceremony, it should be a conclusion of a fair and transparent electoral process where all Mozambicans would feel represented by this single person who will lead the country for the next 5 years. But as we know, the elections that were held in Mozambique were not fair, were not free, were not transparent. And as such, the one who was declared the winner is not representing truly the will of the people of Mozambique. So for us, what happened today, it's meaningless. We don't see it as something that really represents what the Mozambicans were expecting as the outcome of the elections of October 15.
Are you willing, is your party willing to hold talks with the new president to ease tension? Because they are suggesting that members of your party could possibly take up arms against the government.
Well, now that he was formally invested with the power as the president, our expectation is that he open room for discussion with the Renamo leadership, so to find a peaceful settlement of this political dispute that we are on at this moment. It is our hope that in the next few days, Mr. Nyusi may open room for that discussion to start, because we only see an open discussion to be the only way for a peaceful settlement of whatever differences we may have at this moment.
But Mr. Nombreti, if you expect this new president to open dialogue with your party, Renamo, to resolve any possible differences between you, why wouldn't you accept him as the legitimate president as part of the process to move this dialogue forward?
Well, our recognition, it will depend on his willingness to understand that the process was not conducted in a fair manner. If he shows that openness and acknowledges that things didn't go well, then we may also recognize him as the president and engage in a discussion to reach a common ground, to reach a peaceful settlement. As of now, he has not mentioned, he has not given any indication of opening the room. Of course, his signing in speech of today, he indicated somewhere that he is willing to engage political actors, but he has not made any move in that direction. It's soon, yes, but we are expecting that in the next few days or hours, he may show that sign. And if the discussion starts, then there's room for us to acknowledge and recognize him as the head of state, if he also acknowledged that the process was not conducted in a fair manner. That is the only way I think we can reach a common ground and take the country to move in a peaceful track.
Now, Mr. Nombreti, last but not the least, then what happens to your legal case to challenge the election, his election? Because your party, Renamo, said that the election was not free and fair and has vowed to launch a legal challenge to the entire process. What becomes of the process now that you seem to be embracing the idea that there's a possibility Renamo will accept Mr. Nyusi as the president of Mozambique?
Well, we launched the legal process. As you know, the Constitutional Court have ruled that Mr. Nyusi is the president. But as you know, the composition of the Constitutional Court is very biased, because almost 90% of its judges members or senior members of the ruling party, Frelimo, and we couldn't expect much that they would rule in a different way. Now that the Constitutional Court did not go along our thoughts or along the thoughts of many observers, international observers and domestic observers that pointed out of many irregularities during this process. The only way now is to start negotiation within between RENAMO and the government and find, you know, and meet both parties halfway in order to gain satisfaction at least for both parties and have a common understand as a way forward for the country. Because as it is now, we have Mozambique divided into two. As you know, our members of parliament, elected members of parliament, did not take their seats in the parliament. So at this moment, only half of the parliament has taken its seat, which means that half of the Mozambicans are not represented in the parliament. And this needs to be settled urgently before things can go out of hand.